It's the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, catching up with Mountain View High School student Gavin Norris, who is a senior at Mountain View High and has some really cool opportunities to coming up to perform for Gavin. Gavin, thank you for joining us today. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for your time today. Let's talk about you as a singer and a performer before we get into all these cool things that you're going to be often doing as a singer and performer. How long have you been singing, Gavin? Tell us at what point in your life did you know, I might be able to sing?
Yeah, so I joined band in sixth grade, and I realized that I liked music. So then I went choir in seventh grade, so I guess that's kind of where my singing started, and from there I kind of gained confidence and started singing solos my sophomore year. And yeah, by that time I guess much I love music, so I decided to dedicate more of my time, and I decided to take guitar class. And since then I've been taking all three music classes, mainly focusing on choir and singing, of course.
Okay, so have most of your performing up to this point been with groups in the school at Mountain View High, or have you done quite a bit of solo work up on your own?
I've been in quite a few choirs. Like I've been to the Wyoming Offset Choir and the All Northwest Choir, and I went to a summer camp this summer with 50 other high schoolers from around the U.S. To sing with them. But I also have had quite a few solo opportunities. I've been to Temple Square a couple times, or once. I'm going to go there again in December, though. And I've been to some festivals just to get judged and stuff.
Okay.
And then I've sang at a couple events and church things.
Sounds like you've been on stage a lot then. Speaking with Gavin Norris this morning from Mountain View High School. Gavin, let's talk about your upcoming opportunities. Carnegie Hall, that is no small venue. And of course, it's so prestigious. Yeah. How did you get selected to go perform at Carnegie Hall? What was this process like, and what will you be doing there?
Yeah, so I was nominated by my retired choir teacher and current voice teacher, Laura Limoges, to an organization called HPS, which stands for the Honors Performance Series. And from there, I worked with my voice teacher on a couple songs that I submitted recordings for, along with the application, and then I made it. So in February, me and probably like 300 or so other high schoolers from around the U.S., Canada, and Guam will be singing in a choir in Carnegie Hall in New York, and again in July at the Royal Festival Hall in London.
Okay. When does this take place? When do you go to Carnegie Hall?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Carnegie Hall will be in February from the 7th to the 11th, I believe. And then I go to the Royal Festival Hall in London July, I want to say 11th through the 13th.
Wow. Okay. What a cool opportunity. What a cool experience. What are your emotions like right now thinking about it? I mean, it's still a little ways off, but getting closer. I'm sure there's a lot of excitement, but there's got what the nerves. I mean, what are you feeling right now at this moment about it?
I mean, right now I'm excited, but in December when they send the music out, I know I'm going to get pretty nervous because there's going to be like college stuff going on. And yeah, just like prepping for college and prepping for Allstate if I make it, and then prepping for that. It'll be a lot of music and stuff. Yeah. So I'm a little worried.
Gavin Norris from Mountain View High School joining us today on the Weekday Wake Up. So Gavin, of course, all these great opportunities don't come cheap, right? Someone's got to pay for those. And I understand you're holding a fundraiser concert actually this Friday at Heritage Barn. So tell us about this concert. What kind of music will you be performing, and what should people expect when they go to this?
Yeah, so at 6:30 on the 20th, I'll be having a fundraiser to pay for the travel and stuff to New York and London. There's going to be a spaghetti dinner, a raffle, and a concert for $20, and it's open to everyone in the community. And for those that don't want to come to the dinner, the concert will be starting at 7:30 in the Heritage Barn, which is free to attend. And I'm singing 8 songs total, and they're going to be all different genres.
Okay. Is there a genre that you enjoy most, or which one do you feel most comfortable with?
I'd say musical theater, because I consider my voice kind of stronger, so it's just funner to put that extra effort into musical theater songs.
Excellent. Gavin, it's been fun to get to talk to you a little this morning and get to know you some. What's next for you? Obviously, you gotta get through senior year of high school, and then you have these big trips, Carnegie and mm-hmm. London. I mean, what is the goal for you 5-10 years down the road, musically speaking?
As of right now, hopefully I can study to become a college music professor, and then maybe do some voice lessons and choir camps for high schoolers on the side.
Excellent. Very good. Well, Gavin, appreciate your time. Give us one more plug for the concert this upcoming Friday night, the who, what, when, where, and give us those details.
Yeah, so the concert will be, or the spaghetti dinner raffle and concert, all of that will be starting at 6:30 for $20. But for those that don't want to go to the dinner and raffle, they can come to the concert at 7:30, and that will be at the Heritage Barn.
All right, and that's all happening this Friday. Gavin, thank you, man. Good luck to you, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up here on SVI Radio, Swift 98, and The Spur.